And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, it's been a very, very strange year, hasn't it? Not least, it's been strange to get used to wearing these masks or face coverings. I don't know how you find them. Even now, I'm beginning to steam up. Can't really see you. I keep forgetting mine. So a number of times I've popped to the village shop and then I've just popped home to get my face mask and I've popped back to the village shop again. Yesterday, actually, at the carol service, I'd forgotten to take my face mask. But I thought, don't worry, there's always the emergency face mask in the glove compartment. So I opened it up, wasn't there, panic, scrambling around in the dark in the car. So that was a great start to that service. And it's tricky to recognise people sometimes, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes in the village shop there's been someone with a scarf and an enormous woolen hat and a face mask. I probably blanked lots of parishioners whom I know well. And it's very odd to speak to you when you're all sitting there in face masks. I can't see your happy, smiling faces enjoying the sermon as much as you normally do. But the face mask, with all its strangeness, might help us to think about Christmas. Maybe there are two things which we can learn from these face coverings with regard to Christmas. First of all, Christmas is about God revealed. Christmas is about God revealed. God made known. In Jesus, we see God in a new way, face to face. God existing as a man. God relating to human beings as a human being. As our reading from Hebrews said, Jesus, God the Son, is the radiance of God's glory, the shining out of his splendour. He is light from light, true God from true God, as the Creed puts it. He's the exact representation of God's being. John said about Jesus, the Word of God, that we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only God revealed in Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but Jesus, God the one and only, who is at the Father's side, or how did Merrill's version put it? Jesus, who is in the closest relationship possible to God the Father. God, who is in the bosom of God, has made him known. Later, Jesus would say, "If anyone has seen me, he has seen the Father." Jesus was God the Son made man so that we could know him. So Christmas is about God revealed, God made known. If we want to know what God is like, if we want to know God personally, we should look at Jesus Christ. God revealed. Secondly, Christmas is about God made vulnerable. These masks are meant to give us some protection from the coronavirus, aren't they? And more importantly, they're meant to help give others some protection from it. But God made himself vulnerable. He didn't protect himself. He didn't stay at a safe distance. He came to be one of us, to be one with us. We might say that God the Son could have remained in his bubble in heaven with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit without blame. But he didn't do that. He left that bubble in heaven of the Trinity and came to earth as a man. He joined our Christmas support bubble here on earth. He is God with us, Emmanuel, God made man, God made small, God made a defenseless baby. As he lay in the manger, as the Word of God, he continued to uphold and sustain all things. He was still the infinite, omnipotent creator as God, but as a human being, he was desperately vulnerable, defenseless. He could get tired and hungry. He could easily be hurt and killed. He was scorned and ill-treated. He wasn't in a palace, but laid in a manger. And soon he was on the run from murderous King Herod, who was threatened. He lived his early life as a refugee in exile. He experienced poverty and danger and had nowhere to lay his head. And eventually he would die. He was born to die. He was God made vulnerable. He came, as our reading from Hebrews says, to provide purification for our sins by his death. He was made man so that he could die in our place. So Christmas is about God revealed and God made vulnerable. And that's good news for us, because it means that we can know God as our Saviour. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you afresh for Jesus, in whom we see the shining forth of your glory, the exact representation of your being. We praise you for him, God made flesh, true God from true God, light from light. Thank you that we can know you personally, because Jesus has revealed you as man. We thank you that you came from heaven for us, that you became vulnerable, that you would die on the cross in our place as a man, that we might be forgiven. We praise you for this great good news. And we pray that even in our rather different celebration of Christmas this year, we might rejoice afresh in all that the coming of Jesus, the Word made flesh, means for us. In his name we pray. Amen.